The fire blew wildly out of control as gusting winds drove its flames from building to building. The city had gone through a long, harsh drought, and the large wooden structures of the world's lumber capital were quickly engulfed by the raging inferno. As the flames spread unhindered throughout the city, panic overwhelmed the populace. Thousands of people began to pour into the streets, frantically seeking safety from the rapidly pursuing blaze. The day before, the city had been preoccupied with the daily hustle and bustle of business. By the same time on the following day, the entire city of Chicago was devastated. Hundreds of people perished in the unrelenting blaze, and tens of thousands more found themselves homeless. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of property had been destroyed by the 1871 fire, along with the fortune of a Christian lawyer who had large holdings in real estate along Lake Michigan. Having lost many of his earthly resources to the disastrous fire, the 42-year-old Chicago lawyer continued to invest his greater treasures of time and care in heaven, where they could never be lost. During the weeks following this Holocaust, the lawyer would often be found at D.L. Moody's Northside Tabernacle, the first building raised out of the ruins of smoldering Chicago. There, he who had lost much ministered to those who had lost little.